Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by the Reverend Bill Kilday. The scripture is Psalm 49. Though I've used it before, it is still a good story. A wealthy farmer invited his pastor to have dinner at his opulent home. He asked the minister to have grace over the meal. The preacher thanked God for the land, the livestock, the laborers, and the bountiful crops. He expressed gratitude for the favorable weather, the fertile soil, and the rolling pastures. He thanked God for providing all these resources for the success of the farm and the table of succulent food. He ended his prayer with the words, "All this is yours, Lord, and we dedicate it to you and your generosity." The farmer looked up after the amen and asked, "You attribute all this to God, but it is my hard work, my business skill, and my management that has made all this possible. I bought this land, cultivated it, plowed it, planted it, and harvested the crops. Don't you think this land belongs to me?" The pastor responded, "Ask me again in 100 years. Now, read Psalm 49 over again. This is the message the psalmist would want us to hear. The rich and poor, the high and low, the wise and the stupid must perish and leave their wealth for others. There's a story of a funeral procession where a Brinks armored truck somehow got mixed in with the line of cars right behind the hearse. An observer said, "I guess you can take it with you." But you can't. The great equalizer is the forfeiture of all our earthly belongings when we come to die. Remember the lyric from the old spiritual, "Oh, when I come to die, give me Jesus." That's all we have left. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, was one of England's most prolific wage earners in the 18th century. Yet, when he died, the following was written about him. When he died, the only money mentioned in his will was the miscellaneous coins to be found in his pockets and dresser drawers. Most of the £30,000, approximately $3 million today, he had earned in his lifetime, he had given away. Wesley's dying words were, "The best of all is, God is with us." May that be our sentiment when we come to die as well. Let us pray. Generous and giving God, help us to trust in the constant and undeserved love you have for us, and to give to you our constant gratitude. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.